That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, Lum receives $700 from Ezra Seastrunk for the new automobile which Lum won, learned to drive, and wrecked all in the space of a couple of days. Contrary to Lum's general feeling toward money, he decided this time to put it all in the bank and not to spend it foolishly. However, Squire Skip, aware of Lum's new wealth, suggested a fine investment, and it looked as though Lum was being drawn into a trap. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Now, I'm pretty sure most of you folks have heard about Miles Nervine, for it's almost three quarters of a century old. Yes, for many, many years, your druggist has been selling Miles Nervine. And today, thousands use this mild but dependable and effective sedative when they want relaxation from occasional nervous tension. Now, probably you're like most of these people, too. You have an occasional sleepless night, and the next day, the lack of sleep makes you cross and irritable. Well, here's the way Miles Nervine can help you. Next time you find that nervous tension is keeping you from relaxing and enjoying your well-earned sleep, try Miles Nervine. It's guaranteed to satisfy you, or your money will be refunded. Caution, use only as directed. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, and liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. You'll be glad you tried this reliable product, for Miles Nervine can help you have peaceful sleep. You will feel rested and refreshed the next morning. So get genuine Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine, from your druggist. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store telling Grandpap about Lum's new point of view. Listen.
Going to the county seat, huh?
Yeah, Lum caught a ride in there with Ulysses S. Quincy. Left early this morning.
Ulysses?
Yeah.
What's he going into the county seat for?
Oh, there's some paint store there that always sends him a card whenever they get in some new paint.
You don't mean he's actually going to paint that barn of his after all these years?
Oh, no. He won't even buy no paint as far as that goes. But he always goes in, looks over what they got whenever they send him one of them cards, you know.
Hmm.
And he never can decide on what color he wants, so... And he comes back home to think it over, and before you know it, he gets another card and does the same thing all over again.
Oh, he'll never paint that barn here.
Why, of course not. Been laying off to paint that barn ever since he built it, 32 years ago.
Yeah, if he'd have taken the time he spent talking about it in them 32 years, he could have painted 100 barns.
Yeah. And he come awful close to doing it one time, 1921, I believe it was. Got himself a big paintbrush and a bucket of red paint.
Red, huh?
Yeah. That's what he decided on. Taking the kiver off the bucket, stirred the paint up, and dipped the brush in, raised his arm to make the first stroke, and just then his woman called him in to dinner. So he went in and ate, and that's the closest he ever come to painting the barn.
Never went back, huh?
Well, he went back out there about a week later, I reckon. Painted all dried up. Fact is, I think that bucket of dried paint still sitting there. Has to step over it to get in his barn door.
Well, Abner, I don't like to talk about folks, but just twixt me and you, would you say that Ulysses is lazy?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that, Grandpap. He's just a feller that don't like to rush into things. He's cautious, you might say.
Cautious?
Yeah. Wants to make sure he's getting the right color, you know. Feared he might get the wrong one, and then his barn would just be an eyesore.
Yeah, well, I never had thought about it just that way, yeah. What did Lum go with him for? Help him pick out the right color?
No. Lum went in to pay up our bill at the wholesale house and order a few things. But mostly he went in to put his money in the bank.
Money?
Yeah.
What money?
Why, the money he got from Ezra Seastrong. Ezra bought that wrecked car from him, you know. Give him $700 cash for it.
$700?
Yeah, he did it. He
you mean to sit there and tell me that Lum's running around loose with that kind of money in his pocket?
Yeah.
Oh, Sister Susie. I hate to think of what's going to happen to him. He's more than likely bought the county courthouse by this time.
No, right there's where you're on, Grandpap. Lum is a changed man.
Ah, Sassy Fresh.
He is.
Sassy Fresh. They don't never change. Leastways, not his kind.
Well, now, just a minute. Let me tell you what happened yesterday.
I don't believe it.
Well, I'll admit it's hard to believe, but just let me tell you first. Old Squire Skimp come in here with a batch of big talk about a wonderful invest. See, he knowed about Lum having the money.
Oh, leave it to that squire. He can smell money like a bear can honey.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Lum rushed out of here to follow squire and give him all his money, and I rushed out to try to save him. But by dog, as you know, that Lum turned around all by himself, come back and never invested a nickel. Now, if that don't prove Lum's a changed man, I don't know what does.
Oh, that's too hard to believe, Abner. You must be making that up.
I ain't no such a thing. I just wish you could hear Lum talk. His eyes is all changed, Grandpa. He can see all the mistakes that he's made all these years. And from now on, he's going to save all his money.
Yeah, sir, that's hard to believe.
I know it is.
Hard to believe. Yeah. It just ain't possible. Oh, I say it ain't possible, then, of course. There's the case of Fraley Griffith.
Yeah, all right. Who?
Fraley Griffith. You knowed Fraley, didn't you, Abner?
I don't believe I did, Grandpa.
Oh, you must have. Fraley Griffith.
Well, name don't even sound familiar to me.
Always wore his shoes on the wrong feet.
Wrong feet?
He said he done it to confuse people. So he wouldn't know where he was going. Kind of a sneaky feller.
Well, I'm glad I never knowed him then.
Oh, he weren't all bad. He had his good points, but he was a lot like Lum.
Yeah.
Couldn't get his hands on a dollar bill without rushing out to make an invest. Buy an oil well or something.
For a dollar? Oh, I'd like to get in on something like that myself.
Well, I never meant that literary. I mean that he just...
Oh, I was going to say, I never knowed them things.
Well, I guess I better be getting along.
Well, hey, wait a minute.
Overstayed myself now.
Well, Grandpap, just a minute. What about this feller Fraley or somebody other there?
Oh, do you know him, Fraley Griffith? Nice of fellers you ever want to meet. Had his bad points, of course.
Well, you said he was something like Lum.
Well, that's what I say. He had his bad points. Couldn't get his hands on a dollar bill without rushing out to make a... Well, what's that?
Huh?
That big box you got sitting there with them canned goods stowed in it. Having a sale of some kind?
Oh, no. That's for the emergency food collection.
Oh. Well, as I was saying, this friend of yours, Fraley Griffith, was a bane of his woman's existence.
Huh.
Dreaded to see him get hold of any money.
Yeah.
Hardly ever had a decent thing to wear. But there was Fraley, always going around big as life. You'd have thought he's a millionaire.
Well.
I know one day Fraley got $31.85 by cashing in a $1,000 insurance policy that belonged to his woman. And 10 minutes later, emergency food collection.
Huh.
Is that what you said that box is for?
Oh, yeah.
What in the world is that?
Well, see, we've been appointed to headquarters for Pine Ridge for collecting victuals to send overseas to the folks that's in need over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, seems like we weren't doing good enough just by cutting down on the food we eat, the bread and fats and such as that.
Yeah, I know the country wasn't measuring up to what it ought to.
So this food collecting idea gives folks a chance to give something direct, you know. They can give either money or victuals. We're collecting both.
Well, see now, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We've still got a fair-sized batch of potatoes over there in our potato cellar. I'll have Charity tote over a couple of bushels of them and throw them in there.
Well, no, now, what they need is canned goods, Grandpa.
Well, these ain't canned.
No, well, that's the trouble. Canned meats, fish, condensed milk, baby food, fruit, vegetables, all such as that. See, they got to have stuff they can ship over pretty easy.
Oh, I see.
Actually, I believe giving money is better.
Potatoes and spile.
Yeah. You give money, well, then they can go buy the things that's the most needed over there, you know.
Well, do you fellas take in the cash, too?
Yeah. Or, if you want to, you can mail your check direct to the emergency food collection in New York City.
New York City, huh?
That's all address you need, they said.
That's where Fraley Griffith headed out for one time, New York City.
Oh.
That was right after he got the money for the picture of one of his daughters.
Or it's a beauty contest?
Well, not exactly. It was for advertisement they run in a magazine.
Oh.
Forget what they was advertising, but it started out, "Why be skinny and unpopular at the beach?"
Beach?
And then it showed a picture of her in her bath jacket.
Huh.
Found you she never weighed 80 pounds soaking wet.
They paid for that?
Oh, yeah. And Fraley taking the money and headed out for New York City.
Well.
Never got there, though. On his way to the depot, he heard about the Mahjong craze, and he used the money to buy a Chinese restaurant. Thought Mahjong was something to eat.
Well, ain't it?
No, it's a kimono or something like that, I think.
Oh.
Anyways, that's the way it went with old Fraley. Year in and year out, all is investing, all is broke.
Huh.
Rich one day and poor the next.
Yeah.
Eat chicken one day and feathers the next.
I know the type.
Finally, it got so bad, his woman said she wouldn't put up with it no more. Either Fraley had to mend his ways or she's going to separate him. Just take the young'uns and pull out, leave him.
Hit the rotor on it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, natural. He never wanted that to happen.
Natural.
Because it was through them and he always got his money somehow or other. So Fraley said he'd learned his lesson good and he's going to be a changed man.
That's just what Lum said.
So Fraley decided to show his woman he had turned over a new leaf by going out and buying her a nice present.
Well, that was nice.
He got the money for it by selling her a washing machine. the one she'd earned by taking in washings. But do you know what happened on his way to buying that present?
But don't tell me, Grandpap. I just couldn't stand to hear nothing like that.
Well, sir, he met a feller, and before he got done talking to him, Fraley had invested all that money in a Mexican jumping bean farm.
Oh, my.
And the crop failed.
Beans wouldn't jump, huh?
Wouldn't even budge.
Oh, that's terrible. Terrible.
But they struck oil on the land.
Huh.
And today, Fraley and his family live in a big castle in Florida, and he's one of the richest men in this country.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possible.
So you see what a lesson that points out.
Yeah. Or, what is a lesson?
Why, it's a... Well, I forget just what it is now, but I know it's a good one. And one every feller ought to pattern himself after.
Well, I don't exactly understand it, but I know Lum is a changed man. Far as money's concerned, he's just about as smart a feller as ever drove breath, Grandpap. I tell you, it does my heart good to know he's changed. I used to worry something wonderful when he'd go to the county seat with his pockets full of money.
Well, he's just like a feller I used to know. Fraley Griffith was his name.
You told me about him.
Yes, sir. Fraley was a man that couldn't get his hands on a dollar without risking.
I know, but wait a minute. There comes old Lum. I'm sure lucky to have such a sensible man for a partner. Good old servitive Lum.
Well, howdy, Abner.
I'm back.
And guess what? We're going to be rich.
Huh?
Just wait till you see what I bought. Something for the store.
The store?
5 cases of hats.
Hats?
Yes, sir. 5 cases of hats. This is the greatest one invest I ever made in my life.
Well, hold your hats, or rather, Lum's hat. Here we go again. Be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, every minute of every day, someone walks into a drugstore in this country and says to the druggist, "Give me a package of Alka-Seltzer, please." Now, next time you go into your drugstore, say, "Give me 2 packages of Alka-Seltzer." Yes, 2 packages instead of 1. It's wise to buy an extra package of Alka-Seltzer because then you'll always have it with you at home or away when you're troubled with occasional headaches, acid indigestion, muscular aches and pains, or summer colds. You see, Alka-Seltzer is extra effective because it contains a dependable pain-relieving analgesic plus an effective alkalizer to help sweeten an upset stomach. Alka-Seltzer is extra pleasant to drink because it makes a sparkling, effervescent solution and it's refreshing to taste. Alka-Seltzer gives you extra value, too, because it's one product which is so good for so many ailments. Now, with all these extra benefits, you'll want an extra package of Alka-Seltzer next time you go to your drugstore. Buy 2 packages instead of 1. Then always keep 1 with you whether you're at home or away this summer. Remember, an extra package in your grip can come in handy on your trip.